had a dream, or was it real? We crossed the line and it was on. Take me to the stars, just like this is on. Can't make it stop. Give me all you got. I want it all or nothing. No more in between now. Give you everything to me. Let's get real, baby. A chemical reaction. Take me in your arms and make me
party people night and day, living crazy, that's the only wanna see an exhibition. Better do it now before you get too old. Cause with the party people night and day, living crazy, that's the only way. So
tonight, gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself.
WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is My Little Corner of the World with Lawrence and
special guest Meggie. Normally my show's at 8 p.m. today, so I'm going to be back in here in less than like 16
She's
hours.
Clocking in once again.
But
she never stops working.
I'm a WMFO warrior, as they've been saying.
She rallies. When I say she rallies, she goes from show to show to show to show.
Yes, but this is Lawrence's show, so it's not about me, obviously. But the theme we were talking about...
Well, let me ask you. Yes. What little corner of your world are we exploring today?
Wait, I love that. Today, we were talking on the way... We were walking around Tufts beautiful campus, and we were talking about our personal pop Bibles. So, albums that are just perfect. Songs that are just perfect encapsulations of, like, popular music. And we were talking about Carly Rae Jepsen. We were talking about all that.
We really started with Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah. This was the immediately, like, consensus. Like, we know Carly Rae Jepsen is the pinnacle.
Yes. So, what you listened to is we started off our show. We started off with some Kiss by Prince, which, obviously, we're taking it back to the 80s, some quintessential pop Bible. And then we transitioned into some Sky Ferreira, another... amazing icon.
Well, yeah, and she really just dropped off there.
She fell off.
She dropped an album and she left.
She was in Baby Driver.
That's she was.
The Ansel Elgort movie. We were talking about Ansel Elgort too. Lots of chatterings between me and Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Carly Rae Jepsen, who's obviously the OG, and that was Cut to the Feeling. And then you just heard Off the Wall from Michael Jackson, a little underground artist, not sure if any of you heard of
him. And you know, we couldn't. So lonely. Okay, so I gotta turn this down because I'm gonna get too excited.
Yes.
By Janet Jackson.
Speaking of the Jacksons.
Oh, yeah.
You're playing some Janet.
Well, we can't just smooth over Michael Jackson quite yet. I was watching, do you know High Fidelity?
Yes.
The show with
no, I'm lying.
Zoe Kravitz. She's like a. Zoe Kravitz.
Wow.
And she's a. She owns a record store, an independent record store in New York in Park Heights. I don't know. I don't know the geography of New York. And it's all about that. And in one of the episodes, she refuses to sell Off the Wall by Michael Jackson to a woman who's trying to buy it for her boyfriend's birthday.
Why?
I don't know. But she lets her buy it in the end because of the 7-part horns on one of the songs. I don't remember if it was Off the Wall, but it could have been. And if you heard some horns, call in and let us know. Horn alert.
But do not call in because WMFO secret, I don't know what to do. They told us in training what to do if someone calls, but that's escaping me right now.
It took my instructor a couple tries to figure it out.
Okay, so Lawrence has got it covered if you are listening and you call in.
No, like it took my instructor a couple times before she got it right.
Oh dear, so don't call in.
We are very competent here.
Maybe
actually
send us
though.
A text if you're listening. But we're competent, we're WMFO warriors, and that's why we're playing
I Get Lonely
by Janet Jackson. And then we're gonna have some more Madonna. Well, Madonna hasn't happened yet, but Madonna's obviously quintessential pop bible. And we're going to stop talking over perfection so you guys can all listen to I Get Lonely.
Well, I do have something more to say.
Okay, Lawrence is going to keep talking over.
I want to let you know that we're not in a basement right now. I think so many of you hear college radio and you think, wow, they must be in the basement of a library somewhere. We are at the top of a building and we have a beautiful view of the road. We're in Curtis Hall. Come visit us. Don't actually. Please don't line outside the door. Actually, maybe do. Like, put my name on the poster and yeah, I'll take credit for it. Because those are fans. What do you... Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play some Janet Jackson. Stay tuned. You're listening to My Little Corner of the World with Lawrence and special guest Maggie.
Yes, and tune in later for a PSA. We're going to teach you how to be safe.
Through life, to my heart. This beat is making me move. Got an international through line to my heart. This beat is making me move. But God, I wish it was you. God, I wish it was you.
Back once again with a PSA, a public service announcement, because you don't know. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
This is going to help keep you safe. So the PSA we've chosen today is dial 911 for emergencies PSA. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you're off campus, dial 911. And that's our PSA. Dial 911 if you need help.
Have you ever forgotten the number for 911?
I haven't, but maybe Lawrence has because he's not from here.
Well, in England, it's not. And you know that how.
I know that because it's from a Pink Panther song. She's like, I dial 999. I'm not going to sing for you guys.
That's for when is your show?
My show's at 8 p.m. on today, so get tuned. If you're tuning in right now at 3 a.m., you better be tuning back in.
You better be doing a 24-hour WIMFO marathon.
WIMFO marathon? Low-key, I'll do that sometimes. Sometimes I'll listen to, like, a lot of radio shows.
I need an analog radio that I can just keep on 91.5. If you're on a tune in 91.5, 91.5, 91.5. Get that in your brain. Subliminal messaging. 91.5.
WMFO, Tufts Reborn Radio.
What? 91.5. So I'm going to just get an analog radio and always have it on. What's the number? 91.5.
We're trying to bring bring back physical media.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, especially with all this stuff going on with people taking their music off of Spotify for lots of valid reasons.
Oh, 100%.
But, what was it? My Bloody Valentine got taken off. A lot of good music.
Joanna Newsom never been on there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So we're trying to get on that physical media grind set. The only issue is, like, the cost. But we'll figure it out.
You know what my biggest pet peeve
ever? What's your biggest pet peeve?
Is this whole culture around making things easier by putting them on the phone,
yeah,
or like furthering the technology in them, is such bull
poop.
We're
not swearing. Bull poop.
Yeah, it's bull poop. Because every single time without fail, it has been more difficult than it has been convenient.
Yeah.
Like the delivery system for food here.
Yeah,
is so much.
Today we got pizza days because it's a Saturday night and it's 2 a.m. Why can't I just go up to the cashier and say,
exactly,
hey, can I get a medium pizza?
Exactly.
Why do I have to go to a website on my phone? Like,
and with all the things they put in for drivers and stuff, it's like the drivers take 45 minutes to get anywhere, and they always have to pass it off to someone new because the Uber app is really not great.
I was talking about this earlier. I got a notification. I always get notifications from Uber.
I always get.
Why does Uber always send notifications? I'm never, going to get a notification from Uber and be like, wow, I want to take an Uber right now. I take an Uber when I need one. Like, it's
that's
not
true.
Something that I can be convinced to do by a notification.
Well, I order food so I can eat.
Yeah, it's not like something in the spur of the moment.
Well,
okay, low-key it is.
If the onion rings, I'm picking it up. That's all I'm saying.
The onion rings, we're picking it up. And that's the message we're spreading on my little corner of the world on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio. We were just playing, what did we play? We played some Madonna, Ray of Light. We played What's the Time Where You Are from Troye Sivan. Times Like These, Addison Rae. And you're listening to I Can't Get No Satisfaction, the Britney Spears version, because that's her pop princess.
And I just think it's beautiful that we sandwiched two upcoming pop legends. Well, can't call them legends, actually.
Yeah.
Some upcoming pop artists between the two real OGs.
Yeah, Madonna and Britney.
Britney on the Mount Rushmore.
Realistically, Winfo listeners, it's my bedtime, so I'm going to leave.
Well,
it's been great. Lawrence, thanks for having me on my little corner of the world.
Thank you for coming.
And even though I'm touching that dial, don't touch that dial, listeners. Stay tuned in. We have great music coming.
Yup. And remember, dial 911 if you're in an emergency.
Exactly. All right, that's all from me, but that's not all from the show, so stay tuned in.
Stay tuned.
I My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted the skies blue, baby blue, if you knew. Baby, edging closer. You swim my way, girl, I've got no chance. Nothing to say, girl, but stay here for a little while. But if only you could see my shadow crossing your path, it won't be the last, baby. She was bobbing, I was bobbing. My heart was stopping, she was bobbing. Ah,
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
On your marks, get set!
For me, like the carry on of a murder. to go, no distance. The space between us is as boundless as the dark. Won't do no good to throw no fist, babe. You can't intimidate me back into your arms. Because
Where?